Purging disloyal Americans is the new twist on McCarthyism. As I speak right now, Johnny McKenty, Trump's former personnel aide, is now the director of presidential personnel. As I speak right now, he's looking for disloyal Americans throughout the various agencies of government, as we speak. So, folks, the search is on for disloyal Americans, many of whom have served this country well for many, many years. Most of them who would die for this country, I mean, they're patriots. They're now being labeled as disloyal to get them out of the way. It looks a lot to me like what happened in the early 50s with Senator McCarthy labeling people as communists to purge them out of the government and get them out of the way. What makes this far worse and far more insidious is that this is the president now that's doing this and not a senator that's doing this. And what's frustrating about this disloyalty purge is that there's an enabling system and framework that I will describe that gives the president far more leeway than did Senator McCarthy, and it goes like this. Firstly, what breeds disloyalty to Trump is his incompetence and corruption. When he does wrong, thankfully somebody stands up and says something. I have to credit George Conway for building that part of this argument succinctly through his tweets. His incompetence and corruption breeds disloyalty. Secondly, what else breeds disloyalty? Like we've seen last week, the DNI director Joseph McGuire was fired for simply stating the truth that Russia is intervening in our 2020 elections. So by just voicing the facts, that can breed disloyalty. In addition to the president's incompetence and corruption, three things here, folks, that are breeding disloyalty, generally speaking. Now you have your band of Trump-labeled disloyalists all in a group, and then you do this. After you've got that group, you do this. First, you frame any dissenting views or facts as an effort to undermine Trump's legitimacy, giving a reason for some people to resist the facts. By reframing the facts, you can pave the way to disregard those facts. Calling sources of the facts fake news is a way that you reframe the facts, and you generally taint the sources as illegitimate so they can be disregarded. And not only do you reframe the facts like this, but you pepper in alternative facts without challenge. In August of 2016, Trump said, "The elections are rigged." And he said that even before the elections, August of 2016. Another alternative fact that Trump threw out was on November 27th of 2016, when he said, "In addition to winning the Electoral College in a landslide, I won the popular vote if you deduct the millions who voted illegally." So those, folks, are alternative facts that were unchallenged by Republicans. Democrats challenged those, of course, but Republicans did not. So you have your group of disloyalists, and you've just reframed their facts and maybe added a few alternative facts. Now what do you do? Well, you reinforce and control your message through Fox News, and you quash any dissent in your elected Republicans. That's what you do. By quashing dissent in elected Republicans, you can create a vacuum whereby the only people who are dissenting are Democrats. That's key. You want it to look like they're the only ones who are outraged and who are screaming. You create a vacuum. Quash dissent. Now that Democrats are the only ones dissenting, you can call this dissent partisan. That's why the one Republican senator who voted for impeachment, Mitt Romney, was so hurtful to Donald Trump, because it broke the Republican vacuum of silence that Trump used to create a partisan atmosphere around impeachment. It's so important for this president to have a partisan atmosphere. And keeping Republicans from speaking out against Trump is key to making Democrats and their outrage look partisan. This is reinforced by key Republican leaders like McConnell, Lindsey Graham, and a host of other, you know, challengers, that the regular suspects, I'll call them. And by keeping partisanship alive, by keeping Democrats and Republicans highly polarized, this is a key tenet to Trump. Keep things polarized. He thrives in that, folks, because a unified America would not allow this playbook to work. It only works under extreme partisanship. It only works under extreme partisanship in the Senate, in the House, and in America. Trump's playbook cannot function in a unified America. It only works when America is polarized, and the more, the better. So to summarize, Trump's incompetence, corruption, and anyone speaking the truth in government breeds disloyalty. You attack their facts by reframing them and adding alternative facts. You reinforce that through Fox media channels and by silencing dissent in Republicans. So it looks like only the Democrats are angry. And finally, you can call that partisanship. Oh, and what about the deep state? I forgot that. So-called leakers are a product of that process, which feeds the paranoia in the White House and is why Johnny McKenty is busy right now looking for disloyalists. Oh, and by the way, remember Senator McCarthy calling people communist left and right to get them purged and out of government? His chief committee counsel while that was going on was 26-year-old Roy Cohn, who later became good friends with Donald Trump, as noted when Trump famously asked, "Where is my Roy Cohn?" This is all right out of the Cohn playbook, folks. It's a new twist on Roy Cohn's McCarthyism. That's all it is. This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.